Tribal Leadership, Unlocking the Power of Tribal Culture for Organizational Success. Chapter 1, Summary of Tribal Leadership. Tribal Leadership by Dave Logan, along with co-authors John King and Haley Fisher-Wright, explores the dynamics of organizational culture and leadership through the concept of tribes. A tribe, in this context, is defined as a group of 20 to 150 people who share a common culture or social connection. The book identifies five stages of tribal development, each characterized by its own mindset and language. 1. Stage 1, life sucks. Individuals at this stage feel hopeless and often engage in destructive behaviors. They don't believe in the possibility of improvement and may feel alienated from both their organization and society. 2. Stage 2, my life sucks. Here, individuals recognize that while life might be challenging for them, they see a distinction between themselves and others. They often operate in silos and may exhibit low engagement. 3. Stage 3, I'm great and you're not. This stage is characterized by individuals who are focused on their own success and competitive with others. While they may be more engaged, there's still a lack of collaboration and a spirit of competition that can hinder collective progress. 4. Stage 4, we're great at this level. Tribes recognize their collective strength and begin to work together toward shared goals. There's a sense of unity and collaboration that drives innovation and performance. 5. Stage 5, life is great, the highest stage, where tribes operate with a sense of purpose greater than themselves. They are driven by shared values and a commitment to making a meaningful impact. Logan emphasizes that effective leaders are those who can elevate their tribes from one stage to the next by fostering communication, collaboration, and a shared vision. The book provides practical strategies for leaders to identify the current stage of their tribe and the necessary steps to guide their teams toward higher levels of performance and fulfillment. Overall, Tribal Leadership offers insights into how understanding the tribal dynamics within an organization can enhance leadership effectiveness and drive success. Chapter 2, The Core Themes of Tribal Leadership. Tribal Leadership by Dave Logan explores the dynamics of organizational culture through the concept of tribes, which are groups of people who share a common identity and purpose. The core themes of the book revolve around the different stages of tribal development, illustrating how communities evolve through distinct stages of cultural maturity and effectiveness. A key idea is that the language and narratives people use reflect their tribe stage, which influences their values, behaviors, and interactions. The book categorizes tribes into five stages, ranging from a focus on individualism and cynicism to higher levels of collaboration and achievement. It emphasizes that leaders play a critical role in transitioning tribes from lower to higher stages by fostering positive communication and shared goals. Additionally, the book emphasizes the importance of connection and community in the workplace and how fostering strong relationships can enhance organizational success. Overall, Logan argues that by understanding and strategically developing tribal dynamics, leaders can cultivate more engaged, productive, and resilient organizations. Chapter 3, 10 Quotes from Tribal Leadership. Tribal Leadership by Dave Logan, John King, and Haley Fisher-Wright discusses the dynamics of organizational culture and how to lead different groups or tribes toward greater effectiveness and success. Here are 10 notable quotes from the book. 1. Tribal leadership is not about managing people, but about building tribes. 2. The primary driver of the culture in any tribe is the conversation. 3. To be a successful leader, you don't have to be in control, you just have to be the one who can help people accomplish what they want. 4. Every tribe has its own culture that includes values, beliefs, behaviors, and language. 5. You can't change the culture, but you can shift the conversation. 6. Most tribal leadership is about recognizing and working with the stage of development that the tribe is in. 7. Leadership doesn't mean being the best. It means creating the conditions for others to be their best. 8. To transform a tribe, you need to identify the key players and leverage their influence. 9. Each stage of tribal development has its own distinct characteristics and language. 10. Great leaders foster a sense of belonging while encouraging challenges to the status quo. These quotes encapsulate some of the core ideas and insights presented in Tribal Leadership. If you're interested in a more detailed exploration of these concepts or specific examples from the book, I'd be happy to provide that.